Yeah, it was nice to get a couple days off, just relax, let the body heal up, and then get ready for this 7-game push. You know, the things obviously they haven't worked out the way that we want, but we feel like as long as we finish strong, we can still, you know, create something positive with this season.
We know what everybody else is saying outside the building, you know, about the start and everything. What are you guys talking about? Is it more the frustration, the disappointment that's in here too, that is pretty vocal, or what?
I mean, I think we're at this point we're very frustrated with our record, because I mean our record is what it is, but we don't feel like we are as bad as what our record states. You know, we feel like we got a lot of good guys in this team, a lot of guys that can make plays. Up until this point, we haven't played at a high level that we're capable of. That's the frustrating part, because we feel like we could be a lot better off. We could be a couple plays, you know, a couple plays can change several games. But the main thing is we got to figure out a way to go ahead and make those plays to win games, end on a positive note, and that's what we're really going to focus on for these last 7 games.
You know, nobody's going to give you a chance this weekend at Houston. How much of a pride level is there in that kind of stuff, that us against the world? I mean, you can use anything you want, I guess, in going
Absolutely.
Into a game, right?
I mean, that's only going to bring us closer together, and we realize that. I mean, Houston is a great team, you know, playoff team for sure, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us. But to know that, you know, it's us, no one gives us a shot, no one believes in us, that brings us closer together as a group.
Absolutely, you know, especially we're playing a really good Houston team right now, coming off a big win against the Bears. We're really going to utilize this extra time and get ready to play Houston.
What did you see? You watched the game last night. What did you see
different
from Houston?
I actually fell asleep during the second half. What I see, I obviously like to run the ball. You know, I think where they were really good at running the ball was right up the middle, with, you know, lead opens, things like that, or split bellies. You know, we definitely got to stop the run first and make them in throwing pass situations, but that's something we take pride in every single game, is stopping the run. So I think we stop the run, get them one-dimensional in the passing game, we'll have a chance.
There's a lot of people outside the building, outside of this locker room, that probably won't give the Jaguars a chance this week. Yeah. But what do the guys in here say with the record like it is going into a place like Houston?
We're not looking at it, you know. The best thing about football is when you get on the field and you start playing, records don't matter, stats don't matter. It's two teams going at it, trying to get a win. So we're not concerned with people got to stay outside the building, what our records show, what our stats show. Once those two teams get on that field, we both got to show up, and that's the bottom line.
Definitely. It was nice to have a couple of days there to kind of get away, I guess, especially on a short week like that. Be able to spend some time at home with the family, just kind of get away and, you know, kind of get re-energized for this next week.
We've asked a few other guys in the locker room. I mean, a lot of people outside of the building, not that they matter, won't give the Jaguars much of a chance in Houston. But among this group in here, what do you talk about when you go into a game at Houston?
You know, we're talking about getting the win. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, we treat this like any other week. You know, all the attention is on this week and getting this win, and whatever it takes to get that win. And the guys are, you know, energized and ready to do that. So I'm excited for this week.
Obviously, the challenge up front, the defensive line's very talented. What did you see anything different last night? Did you watch the game last night?
I saw bits and pieces of it. Obviously, we'll break it down more this week. You know, they do a great job up front of getting after. You know, they got some great rushers. You know, J.J. Watt does a good job. Smith does a great job. They can rush the passer, and they do a great job in the run game. You know, we've got to be sharp in our protection. And, you know, we got to do a great job of moving the guys up front with the double teams, things like that, create holes for our back, and get the running game going.